We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
He's usually at Arrowhead or the practice field or his living room. But it's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means it's time for Chiefs insider Pete Sweeney to join Fesco in the morning.
It is that time. Pete, before we get into the Chiefs, I wonder if you've delved into what a rich Bisaccia-led Vegas Raiders team will look like in the two appearances against the Chiefs. Am I saying his name right?
I don't know.
Yeah, not a deep dive yet. I'm sure we'll get some information as we go here. But just a wild situation out in Las Vegas. I think the Raiders were backed into a corner there, and the NFL is going in a new direction and trying to do the right thing I think they put a lot of pressure on the Davis family, and I don't think they had a choice. What kind of came out in the New York Times, and we'll see how the Bisaccia era goes when it comes to Las Vegas. But it was a team, you know, on the football field that started out, 3-0, and it really fell apart in historic fashion. And now John Gruden and his career and everything that he did is tainted, and probably deservingly so with some of the stuff that came out.
You really think the NFL put pressure on the Raiders? I think the Raiders just saw and go, we can't carry on with this guy trying to lead our locker room. You've got homophobic comments, and they have an openly gay player, the first ever in the NFL. You have racist comments. You have people from all nationalities, races, creeds, and colors inside the locker room. Like, to me, I just look at John Gruden and go, you can't lead this team anymore. You're done. I don't know that it was pressure by the NFL. Do you believe that it really was pressure by the NFL? Like, do you think the Raiders were going to keep this guy on staff?
That's what was kind of weird to me, because if you really look into the story and kind of some of the reports by ESPN's Adam Schefter as this thing was breaking on Monday Night Football, it seems like the NFL sent some of these emails ahead of time and some of the stuff that they found prior to the Raiders even playing a game over the weekend. And the NFL was getting increasingly impatient. This was kind of what was being reported by Adam Schefter. They end up playing the game. And I think in waiting, they were kind of seeing some of the trying to see some of the reaction to it before that they ended up making the move, because From what Schefter was saying, these second wave of emails they knew about prior to him being able to coach in the Bears game. And I think ultimately when this stuff came out and everyone was rightfully outraged, they were forced to make the move. I think the Gruden, John Gruden and the Davis family were so close. I think the ownership was trying to see if it would be okay and if it was something that would pass, which is wild to think, in my opinion. And then they ultimately had to make the move.
Well, he checked all the boxes. I mean, he literally offended every single person out there, you know, with his comments in those emails. And so what does this mean now for the Raiders? What does this mean for the patient? What does this mean for the Raiders moving forward with, you know, a virtual unknown as their head coach in week six?
It's crazy to think that they're going to be in a position to turn this thing around quickly is I think unrealistic. They had started out really doing well, and then, you know, they had lost the last two games, and don't forget, when they were winning those first three games, it took overtime, and so I think you were starting to see a little bit of the real Raiders anyway. But then you have Derek Carr and how he looked a little bit better this year. And a lot of that was from work with John Gruden, who is now eliminated from the situation. Now, teams typically, if they have a head coaching change, they will respond in a certain way. And sometimes you see a little bit of a spark and in the new energy. But I don't know. To me, this is a different type of situation. This is something where You know, I think a team can really tailspin away. I mean, it's going to have to lean on some of its leaders to try to keep this thing forward. Just a terrible situation, I think, in Vegas. You know, take away the Chiefs and Raiders rivalry for a second. It's just a real terrible situation for football that you know, they are trying to go in the right direction as far as, you know, this stuff being eradicated from the league that maybe has been tradition for far too long. So they had to make the move and they end up doing it. We'll see. I mean, this to me wasn't a Raiders team that was going to, you know, on the football field, make the playoffs before. And I certainly don't think they're going to make the playoffs now. This adds to that.
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, our 610 Sports Radio Chiefs insider joining us. Pete, when you're asked the question, what's wrong with this team? What's your number one bullet point? Aside from, you know, we all saying, hey, this defense is so bad. I know you're asked the question. The rest of us are always asked the question right now. Like, what's going on with the Chiefs? What's your biggest takeaway as being the problem?
Yeah, it's the defense is not affording Patrick Mahomes to make a mistake. And I think we've gotten just so used to, and it's been great, right? It's been great in Kansas City. We've gotten so used to over the years. Patrick Mahomes simply just playing perfect football, as perfect as you possibly could, being the perfect player for the Chiefs. And finally, you know, and he's a human. Eventually this was going to happen. They're going through a stretch where the offense is going through struggles. They're playing a little bit of different coverage. We did see this a few years back with a little bit of the man coverage. You remember there was that stretch where they had lost two games. And the whole story around Kansas City was like, well, how are we going to beat man coverage? And then they eventually figured it out. And so until it gets to a point where Patrick Mahomes turns into Patrick Mahomes the Superman again, the defense is going to have to play better. And it is simply historically one of the worst defenses of all time. I mean, that's not even a stretch right now with the yards per play.
Yeah, the yards per play, it is trending right now to be the worst defense in the history of the NFL. It's 7.1 yards per play. The Saints were at 6.6 in 2015 when they finished 7-9. Right. And that year, too, Drew Brees was setting all kinds of offensive records, Pete. And kind of like what we have going on here. Great offense, but a defense that just can't stop anybody. And the Saints, like I said, finished 7-9 that year. It's not trending the right way for this team.
No, and I think that's what it is. It's the defense is so playing so poorly, it's created no room for error for the offense, and it just so happens, and this is rare for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in this era of the Kansas City Chiefs, to go through some struggles, some growing pains with how defenses have adjusted to them in 2021. And the result of that has been, you know, these three losses in the past four games. Do we think that they're going to figure it out? I think for sure, 100%. I think at a certain point, you're going to be like, okay, this is the Chiefs offense we remember. The defense is buying them no time. And so you're seeing the losses. The problem here is not so much, I don't think it's a question of the playoffs. I know some fans are really freaking out that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. I don't think you're out of the division yet. You're approaching that area. I don't think you're getting the AFC bye this year. I just can't see that they would have to, because you lost a lot of the tiebreakers, they would have to rattle off 12 wins in a row. Is it impossible? No, but to me, just right now with where they're at and even some of these games where even if you do get everything kind of figured out, I just can't see them ripping off 12 wins in a row. So the AFC bye is probably out of the question.
A lot of people would like personnel changes on defense, and namely Dan Sorensen has become the lightning rod for things. Yesterday, Andy Reid was asked about kind of changing personnel. What did you gauge from his answer as to whether or not he might appease some people by, I guess, seeing more Juan Thornhill, less Daniel Sorensen?
Yeah, under 8 years covering the team now, I kind of have a little bit of I feel like an Andy Reid radar, and this is what his answer would be if they are going to really consider defensive changes. I'm sure you guys have played it. It just was the sense that, yeah, we're going to look at that stuff this week, and we're going to do what we need to do. Andy Reid is never going to call out a player by name. There was a follow-up right after that, and it basically admitted Daniel Sorensen was at fault on the play. That is actually the way he answered both questions is rare for the Chiefs head coach. So you could, I don't know, I sense some frustration. Andy Reid hardly ever will go in admittedly on players and kind of admit what's wrong, and I just sensed a lot of frustration there. So I wouldn't be shocked if in the base and in some of these nickel looks, you see more of Juan Thornhill. Remember, the Chiefs, and this was noted, and I think rightfully so, by Mina Kimes of ESPN. When the Chiefs are in dime, you do see three safeties a lot of the time. You're getting to the point, though, and I mentioned this on Arrowhead Pride. You're getting to the point where it's like, man, would the Chiefs be better to have Matthew Thornhill and Armani Watts just to see? Like, right? You know, like, just like, let's give him a break, because it's become such a glaring problem player. So eager to see how the Chiefs adjust when they play the Washington football team.
Well, Pete, I'm all for, you know, change for just change sake at this point in time. Not normally am I there, but I am right now with him. And I'll second what you said about Andy Reid. Listening to him and hearing what he's had to say on Sunday and then again on Monday, this is a side of Andy Reid, an emotion side of Andy Reid we haven't seen, which is general just disappointment in his football team playing the way that they are right now. And I don't think we've ever really seen a truly disappointed Andy Reid, because since they got here, they've done really good things. They've exceeded expectations, obviously. They won the Super Bowl. This year, though, they're sitting at 2-3. The offense can't score in the red zone. They're turning it over, and the defense can't stop anybody. I just sense like a disappointment, like Andy Reid was not expecting his team to play this lackluster this year.
Well, I think what the problem is it's just so uncharacteristic for what he builds in his program, which is like clean football. So you're seeing a lot of the turnovers and the miscommunications and the mishaps on offense. And now that has to be frustrating to him, because he builds his offense off of efficiency. And then on the other side, I don't know even if it's much of a scheme problem than just like a player problem with these miscommunications and missed tackles. It seems like they're not grasping the screen, the scheme. And Jaron Reed has been just an utterly disappointment. And I think the Chiefs kind of looked at him as being the key to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't seen a completely healthy defensive line, so maybe that gets better if, like, Chris Jones can now re-enter the lineup and you have all four of these guys together. But yeah, it just seems like there are no answers, and I don't know how much it's on coaching than just the players not playing well. And then you're thinking, okay, well, maybe they should have better personnel on the field. So you start opening a lot of those doors. So the quicker that they can right the ship, the better it'll be for everybody.
He is Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, our 610 Sports Radio Chiefs Insider. Pete, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas, keep that butter off your pastries, okay?
Do you butter your donuts?
Absolutely not. Come on.
Okay, good. Just like, making sure.
No.
Not dealing with a psychopath here.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.